Do you ever say to yourself, this house is a mess? Where did I put my keys? I know that paper was here somewhere. You are not alone. I'm Kylie Ludwig, Family Consumer Science Agent with K-State Research and Extension's Walcott District, and I'm here today to talk with you about how to cut the clutter and get organized. American consumers have a desire for purchasing a great deal of stuff, which has led to clutter-filled homes. In addition, families have less time to keep everything organized. The lack of organization causes stress for the person in charge of the household. Children and other family members in the home also feel unsettled by the lack of organization. Some of you might be getting the spring cleaning bug and are ready to cut the clutter. The following information will cover some of the basics on how to sort and clean up clutter. A few things that might cause clutter are newspapers and magazines, mail, bills, books and papers, toys and games, hobby materials, tools and hardware. A positive attitude goes a long way. Involve all family members so the pressure to get organized isn't all up to you. Create a chart that gives everyone a job and assigns a specific task and a day to complete that task. Minimizing clutter will take time. If you have a lot of clutter, set aside a couple of Saturdays to tackle the cleanup in each room. Start at one point and work clockwise around the room until you've reached your starting point. If you break the cleaning down one room at a time or one room a week, before you know it, your house will reflect your hard work. To maintain your clutter-free home, take 10 to 15 minutes every evening and put things back in their place and keep using your chart. This has been Kylie Ludwig with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.